Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, A Soul's Cry for Salvation. Part of the problem in reaching people with the gospel is their failure to see the need for it. I see the biggest cause of this failure to see the need is a lack of understanding of and belief in a soul. A large portion of people have been convinced people are soulless creatures that only differ in other creatures in size, shape, appearance, and ability. That is, mankind is nothing more or less than flesh and blood that has randomly been assembled, unaided, and undesigned, with no meaning or purpose beyond that of every other living organism on this planet. So they deny the existence of a soul. But for all those who do not ascribe to this belief and thinking, a person's soul or life essence is separate from and transcends the flesh and blood body. Our soul or life doesn't end with the destruction of the body, but it is entirely separate from the body. But if the soul is not the body or dependent on it, what happens to it if the body dies? It departs the land of the living to where the dead go, a place of death, a place away from the place of the living. The 116th Psalm is about a soul's desire to avoid this fate. There are people who believe that they have a soul that needs saving, a soul that needs deliverance from death, a soul that needs salvation, just like the one in this psalm. Therefore, just like the soul in the psalm, they call upon the Lord. In seeking our soul's salvation from the Lord, we must not try to bargain with the Lord, but come to the Lord on his terms. The gospel is the good news that God has provided a way for our souls to be saved from what awaits them after the body dies. The psalmist didn't know about Jesus or the gospel he brought, but believed his creator would and had made a way for the salvation of his soul. Christianity is belief that the God of creation made mankind with an eternal soul, a soul that can be saved or can be lost. The lost condition of a soul is a place devoid of the life we were created to have and share with an eternal God. Our souls cry out to be delivered from any place where life ceases to be the blessing God gave us to experience and enjoy, especially after our bodies cease to function. You can hear the entire sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.